This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rolls. Dynamic banter.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, how are you, Steve?
I'm good, man.
It sounds like we're starting off this podcast on a somber note.
Well, I don't know if it's somber.
Well, guys, it finally happened. And then we say something.
No, nothing sad here. We were having some giggles before the show started.
We were. This was our only break from talking so far is when you hit the record button.
And we had just a moment of silence for the opening. We always give some respect to the opening. No, we don't. There's always shit like this going on in the opening.
Yeah, it's normally terrible. Yeah. And so on and so forth.
And then one of these in there.
Yeah. Yeah, the show do be starting like that sometimes.
Well, we were talking about Kel Bunga for ages.
Yeah, good memory.
Before
drop.
The camera started.
Yeah. Whoa, man, Kel Bunga outrageous.
Do you ever think of like, what's his name? From Step by Step. The guy, Joey Lawrence. You ever think about Joey Lawrence?
Was Joey Lawrence in Step by Step?
Yeah, he was the one that was like, whoa. Oh, wait, that was Blossom.
Yeah.
That was Blossom.
Yeah, yeah. You're thinking of Cody, whatever Cody's name
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
Cody was Step by Step. Joey was
I'm thinking of Blossom. Do you think about Joey Lawrence from Blossom ever?
No, but he popped up on a TikTok with his brothers the other day.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, he like does stuff with his brothers. Because there's like three generations of...
yeah, the Lawrences.
Of that guy. He's on Bert's podcast or something like that. Tom Segura.
And they were all on sitcoms. So. Like, weren't they? They were all like sitcom stars.
I think so. I think they all did TV things. Real easy to get into TV when your family, when your whole family's in TV. Most of Hollywood is being nice to people.
We love those young so-and-sos.
It's just hard because everybody's intolerable. So that's why they award the people who are easy to deal with.
Mike, how was your week from the last DB? What have you been up to? Can you talk about this San Diego thing you did?
I went to San Diego last night and I did a show. And thank you so much. And I stayed downtown in a place where I normally stay that I like very much. And then I woke up at 4:30 this morning to make a 2.5 hour drive back to the heart of America, Los Angeles, California, to record a podcast with my good friends Steve and Kevin.
I didn't like that he had to do that.
Was Kevin upset?
I think visibly upset.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm sorry. I like driving. I like San Diego. I like the drive back and forth. I like doing comedy. It's just a little bit too long.
I'd have to cry a little bit. To go to the beach. Now I'm crying.
Did I do
Kevin
that?
Was upset.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I just worry about my friends, you know? I get worried.
Dude, if this segment doesn't win a Shorty Award, the rest of the future, this show's going nowhere. Were you even really interested in the San Diego story?
Absolutely. Because I wanted to know what was up with your with the show.
What? I don't know what's real anymore. Did you even care about the San Diego story at all? even for a minute.
It's not fair what we do to these people. I think 10,000 people. It's not fair.
This should be an apology.
It's not fair what we do to these people.
We're
sorry. We are torturing these people.
We're sorry.
Let's go to the beach. God damn it.
Oh, heavens.
No!
This is the episode where we start thinking it over.
Let's think about what we're doing to people.
Let's think it over.
So, dude, well, last week, I think this is the first time something on this show fully leaked into my real life and made me like think about it like a lot.
Explain it more.
This t-shirt thing, this like taking your shirt off thing, like, is it just our generation or something? Like, it feels like and seems like the most normal thing in the world.
Uh-huh.
That if you are a man and you wanted to take your shirt off, I mean, under certain circumstances maybe not, but,
and you're in a diner.
But if you're like at the beach and you're sitting on a beach towel and you're like got your shirt on and you're like, look,
nobody's saying going to the beach.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying from the most normal version of that, which is being on the beach and taking your shirt off,
yeah,
being fine, to the walking down the street in like 95 degree heat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And being like having a soaked shirt on. That looks disgusting. The sweat stains on the back and under the titties and in the pitties.
Yeah.
From the titties to the pitties.
You got stains from your titties to your pitties.
Stains from the titties to the pitties. And you're saying that it's weird if that person wanted to just like take their shirt off. And
you know,
be
what's
like,
interesting about
it's
that
too fucking hot.
We're all living on this earth that is not getting colder. Also, we were talking about this yesterday. How lucky are we? We had just heard on the news that it's been the hottest year in recorded history.
So lucky.
And we get to live through that.
That's really lucky we're here.
Isn't that fun? No other people could say that they have been around for the hottest year on planet Earth. So let's take a second.
We also got to be here.
Let's take
during,
a second, I said.
We get to be here. Excuse me. We get to be here when La La Land exists.
Congratulations to us for surviving the hottest hour on the planet.
And we can watch Aaron Brockovich. People 50 years ago couldn't do that.
We can watch Aaron Brockovich up close because we live in Hollywood.
That's right. But, you know, I feel like especially when heat is concerned, like taking a shirt off is like fine.
Yeah.
Like I'm a.
You just can't take it off because you feel good about yourself.
I might be like a weird pervert idiot.
It's about time somebody said.
But I like when we're in like the world and there's people around. Like there's a version of me that gets turned down to like 5. You know, like
I've never met this person.
Like when you're like, if you take me to a nice dinner or something,
uh-huh,
there's going to be like a bit of a quieter version of my voice.
Think about the Jim Henson tour. That's
yeah,
quiet.
Exactly. You know,
you
how
were interested and engaged.
I kept my mouth
time.
Shut pretty much the whole time.
Yeah. And you weren't nervous about nothing
because
everything surrounding us like, was covered in felt.
Right. Like I know how to behave in society. Like, yeah, you know, and I certainly do things to make the societal drag a little bit more silly.
Sure.
In a way that doesn't hurt people, I'd like to think.
Like when you farted in that woman's mouth at Whole Foods.
Yeah. And she was like.
She did do that. She did do that. She did all that.
And then, you know, so what I'd like to think is that if in that like version, like in my brain, if a woman wanted to take their shirt off because it was like way too hot, I'd be like, absolutely, it makes the most perfect sense.
That's where we're different, because I'd say go to jail.
And the same with a guy. If a guy was like, it's hot as fuck in here, I want to take my shirt off, I'd be like, absolutely, go for it, brother. Yeah.
What if he said, do you guys mind if I take my shirt off?
I'd be like, what's the kiss for?
It's so hot.
Yeah, take your shirt off.
It's like 100 degrees out of here. Do you guys mind if I take my shirt off?
Okay. No, you can take your shirt off.
Thank you. I'll remember that.
Okay.
I'll remember that you said that.
I don't give a fuck either way.
Think about me remembering it when I take my shirt off.
You
know what?
Keep your shirt on, buddy. Why don't you keep your shirt on? I don't know. I guess it's like, maybe it's my generation or something, but like, it bothers my brain to think that, like, I understand the political reasons for sure why it's like, could be not fair, certainly, but I grew up in a time where like you'd walk through the neighborhood and like every dad was like working on their car or mowing their lawn with their shirt off.
I think that still exists. I think if you were to go back to those neighborhoods, totally, I think they'd still be there,
right? So, but that's weird in some, to some people.
Well, it's like the opinions and the thoughts that we get are very localized, I think.
Yeah.
I think we get a specific kind of opinion time because of where we're at.
That's a good point.
And I think if you were to go to the suburbs somewhere completely different than here, I think it would be very similar to what you grew up, right? What you're used to.
Like, do you think there are people... We talk about how people in our society have ruined it for the rest of us in a lot of ways.
What do we call them? Field trip kids.
The field trip kids that ruin the field trip and like make you have to like hate them. Now I got to
take my shoes off before I take a dump in the library.
Right.
Shoes off for Harambe at the airport.
Dude, always shoes off for Harambe. But what I was thinking was like, I don't know, man. Like, you know the kids, like, running around the broken fire extinguisher in the summer, and they've got their shirts off, and they're running around?
Fire hydrant.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, dude, kids running around a broken fire extinguisher with chemicals all over them.
Like, freezing.
It's cold! It's too cold! Why'd you let us do it?
Yeah. Whatever that thing is called.
Uh-huh, fire hydrant.
Fire hydrant. And or like the water hose that had holes in it was spraying water in someone's yard. And so all the kids in the neighborhood ran over to that.
Yeah.
Like
the person with no kids.
Yeah. But they had a hole in their hose while they were watering their plants or whatever.
There's a hole in Old Man Withers' hose.
Like, is that weird?
We could probably jump through it.
To have kids take off their shirts and stuff and like...
let them have a childhood for Christ.
That's what I'm saying. But I guess there are people that have ruined that.
If somebody told me to put my shirt on when I was a little kid, I would have had an even more tumultuous personal image upbringing than I did.
Yeah.
People started telling me to put my shirt on in high school.
Yeah.
And that's when it started.
Do you ever hear about those?
People were like, you're gross, put a shirt on. And then I felt bad about myself for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one but wants to just, see that.
It's also what happens. Like, I've been talking about bullying on stage recently. And it's really like, I was hardcore bullied for a while. And it sucked bad. And I was very sad. And I was an only child. So I didn't really have like... You can go home and talk to your parents, but you know your parents have like a different boundary than like your friends. Certainly, or your brother or whatever. And so I didn't really have... I just had to figure my... I had to figure it out. And I think it made me a... I like what it did to me as a person, as much as it sucked when it was happening.
Yeah.
I'll keep it personal. I won't speak for everybody else.
It probably made you funnier.
Yeah.
It's probably what led to you being funnier, because you were more observational because of it, probably.
Yeah. I would tell the story all the time about I was getting made fun of on a basketball court behind a school. And I was like, I'm feeling kind of bad because this kid's making fun of me.
Never.
And my friend was just
good.
Like, just make fun of him. And I'm like, no, he can't do that because then we're making fun of each other. He's like, no, do it. And then I did it. And then we hung out for, like, we still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how you know, like, who you're like, group is. Yeah. Because people are like down to be like, hey, fuck you, you piece of shit.
So should we be telling anybody to put their shirts on?
I mean, I guess it's one of those things where it's like, if it has to be a political issue because people have ruined it for the rest of us, then certainly, I guess, let's keep things equal, right?
Like, what do you mean when you say political issue?
Well, because there is the political thing of why are men allowed to take their shirts off in public and it shouldn't be weird, but women can't? And there's like a very obvious answer to that. And there's one that like isn't.
It says because titties in the Constitution. Yeah.
Right. Because yeah. Titties. The end.
Sure.
It sucks that in this part of the world, we have like completely overtly sexualized boobs. And like, you know, in some ways it's like good. In some ways it's bad, I guess. Mostly bad, especially if we're talking about like equality.
Do we sexualize boobs biologically? Do we as human mammal men? Are we made horny by boobs?
I think we're
or
made
by symmetry. Like I want to fuck every time
boobs.
I see a Wes Anderson.
Every time I want to fuck right after.
Every time I see boobs or a Wes Anderson movie, I want to fuck.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's because biologically Wes Anderson movies are horny.
Yeah, yeah. It stimulates horny.
Yeah, it's like brain horny.
Yeah, I don't get physical horny.
No, no, you get a little brain horny.
Brain horny.
Welcome back to Brain Horny.
I would listen to that.
Me too.
I don't know what it is, but I'd
listen. It should be like, why are we attracted to boobs and why are we attracted to pee-pee and stuff?
Every episode.
Yeah.
Every single
Everyone
episode.
Everyone is why are we attracted to boobs.
Dude, my human sexuality course when I went to college was my favorite. It was like one of my top three favorite courses.
It's so interesting, dude.
It's interesting because there's like your horniness, and then there's like why you're made horny by certain things, and it's very interesting.
I've heard so many different things about like why you're made horny about certain things, and like, yeah, it's always fascinating.
You ever watch How It's Made Horny?
One time, someone you liked slapped you with a banana, and now forever when you see a banana, you get like a boner.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know,
one time I gave a girl a mood ring, and now I'm only attracted to people with bipolar disorder. I'm only physically attracted to people who wear yin yang stuff now. So who knows?
So anyway, the political issue is there and it's undeniable.
What did Trump say about it?
And I think, and when you think about it that way, it's like, okay, so what are we talking about? Equality. Equality is a good idea. Totally.
I don't know. Dude, I honestly think if we're doing all this bullshit to like save the planet and everyone's all horny about, everybody's all H about these green deals and like that, yeah. Greta Thunberg is like, we have to save the planet, then yeah. We could all agree that we're mammals, biological mammals, yeah. On the planet that is heating up,
yeah,
and that clothes make us warm,
yeah.
So I think everybody should be allowed, if they feel safe, to take their shirt off.
I agree.
Even girls
especially girls. I would say especially girls.
Completely off.
I think if they felt safe wherever they were at, they should be 100% allowed to take their shirt completely off wherever
it's,
they want.
I think it's maddening.
Listening
that,
to you two talk.
It's maddening that this fucking incense burner is blowing smoke in our faces. And Beth tried to kill us. We have proof.
We have it on film. And it is going to the cop police.
What's upsetting to me is, we can't, as a society in Western culture, decide that you can sexualize something under certain circumstances with consent and all of those things. And then we can understand their biological function and understand that there is nothing that a woman can do about their breasts. So it's like, can't we just like separate the sexualized aspect of it? Like, can't we as an evolved species just be like, boobs are awesome. We all love boobs.
Well, we're getting into like a There's just never going to be a time where everyone believes a thing.
Exactly.
Ever.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's the maddening part. That's the part that's maddening to me, is that if we could just separate the two, it's so simple.
But can't you take your shirt off in like France?
Yeah, and that's like exactly. A civilized... But that's what I'm saying, in our Western culture, we're like, we're blowing it over here. We've over-sexualized things, and like...
You might say we over... not that we over-sexualize things, maybe that's part of it, but we also, like, in the building of this country, over-religiosized everything. So that, like, right, which, like, believe whatever you want, but it did make people feel more shame.
Yeah. And there are people that are like, I believe that the human body is a beautiful thing that should be kept, like, you know, for a special thing and a special person, and... It's not meant to be displayed as like a thing that anyone can see.
Yeah.
And I understand that.
But I also think everyone is special, and that's why I would have sex with so many people.
Exactly. I think more importantly than that is that like we all have like similar biologies, right? Like there are obviously unique circumstances in genitalia that create certain anomalies or whatever.
Name them.
Well, sometimes the peepee is a littler peepee than a regular peepee.
Let's see some examples.
Sometimes a big peepee is bigger than someone else's peepee.
You're saying sometimes a big peepee is bigger or smaller than a little peepee.
And what I'm saying is that peepee is peepee, right? It's got a urethra in it, and peepee comes out. Sometimes. And sometimes chism and whatever squirt is. We still don't know. Doctors don't know.
Squirt has doctors baffled.
Doctors are baffled by squirt. But the thing I'm trying to say is that like keeping covered your like private areas is, as a concept, like makes sense to me. I understand.
A lot of people have peepees under their shirt.
But it's like we all got peepees. Most of us got peepees.
You take off anyone's shirt. As long as they're a human being, they're going to find a peepee.
Most of us got peepee. Maybe you were born without peepee. And by the way, when we talk about peepee here, we're talking about the gamut. Right? Vaginas, penises,
everything in between. I gotta honestly say, I haven't really known what this conversation was about.
What I'm trying to say is that...
15 minutes.
Because we were talking about the conservative side of, like, yes, wanting to just accept boobs as something. And we're like, but, you know, there's a conservative religious side that's like, keep it covered.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is that we all have those bits.
Elbows, chest.
Yeah. So why, like, I understand keeping it covered, but do you understand not keeping it covered?
Let me think.
Because
about
there's so many people that have the same thing. Like, we're not seeing something new, you know? Like, we can be adults about, like, what we all have and what that person probably has, and not sexualize it. Because I think when you sexualize it, that's when it gets dangerous. And that's when, like, people who can't help themselves do dangerous things. And that's where the field trip people ruin it for everybody else. But this is why it's been toasting my noodle, Mike, because it's like...
So what's the next step? How can you get on a board of something and really figure it out?
Well, I don't think this one is bigger than the poop problem. Kevin agrees.
Yeah.
Kevin agrees a little bigger.
So what are you trying to do?
Well, I guess I just want to know what our audience said. Like, even if there's a few emails or whatever, like, I just want to know where the world of our audience is, which is certainly just this tiny corner of the internet where we're gross and talk about cum and stuff. So, like,
you when know, have we ever?
But thinking about the outside picture of the world is a bit more than I. Than
so you're interested in what a sample size of people who probably think very similarly to us feel about the T-shirt thing?
It's pretty divided. It's back and forth.
Okay, I would love to hear people's reasons.
All right. Well,
I think my thing. Let's clearly state where we are.
Okay.
My thing is, we're humans. We're all on the same planet. If you're feeling too hot, if whatever, you should be able to take your shirt off and be unbothered.
But hold on, because a girl can't do that right now at all. She'll get arrested, won't she?
In LA, maybe. Yeah.
Sure.
So, do you think guys should be able to do it in LA, let's say?
See,
I'm going to go over what I just said.
Yeah.
I said, if we're all on a planet that's heating up and you're feeling hot, you should be able to take your shirt off.
Yeah.
That is like...
Yeah.
No men, no women, no nothing. Yeah,
that's every what I'm saying. Human like, being. It's hard to not involve the political part of it because it's like, you're right. Like, we, in a perfect world, I'm perfect totally world. With you. The real world. In the real world, there's nothing we can do about it as two, three people in a room in the valley somewhere.
But we have the internet.
Even with the internet, there's really not much we can do. I mean, what do? Start a petition for us to, like, allow women to not wear a shirt in L.A.?
With all honestly, the other problems in the world? It'll probably skyrocket to the top of the priority.
Absolutely. List. It'll yeah. be seen by... It'll be national news.
Yeah, it'll go to the Ukraine. They'll be like, let's just put the brakes on everything for a second.
I think I'd be worried about my friends if they allowed you to be topless in L.A. I'd be worried about some of my friends in certain areas of the city.
So what's the worry?
Is that there's the people that ruin it for everybody else. Yeah.
So do you think those people would want to do it knowing that that was the case?
I mean, there's certainly people that I know and friends that are like, I should have the right to do this. So yeah, I'm going to do it, especially if I won't go to jail for it now.
Sure.
Or get thrown in a court or whatever. I actually don't even know what the LA
you get
law
thrown
is.
Into a court and you have to stay in the court. They don't let yeah. you into any of the other parts.
You have to sit with the judge
every
all
case.
Day while they do cases,
and you can't put a shirt on all day.
You can't say a word.
Yeah, the reason why
and they give you two shirts to put on.
The reason why I question you is because I think everybody in a perfect world would agree that yeah, everybody should be able to take their shirt
except
off.
For the people that are
that's
like
that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about right now in the world we live in.
Uh-huh.
Is it acceptable for a man to take his shirt off out in public?
I think I think unfortunately it is.
I think it is.
And I disagree with and that. I well it's not illegal.
But it really depends on where you are. Like, could you do it in the mall?
I'm saying this is what I'm saying.
Or could you do it in your like block of grass?
In LA, it's not illegal for a man to have their shirt off in public.
Gross.
I think there are businesses that say no shirt, no shoes, no service. Uh-huh. I think in businesses they have the right to kick someone out if they have a shirt off.
It's like spaces that belong to other people.
But yeah.
You can make a rule.
But I'm pretty sure in LA on the sidewalk a man can have their shirt off anywhere and not get arrested. So when I say that do I think a man should be allowed to take their shirt off in LA, and when I say unfortunately yes, it's because unfortunately, it isn't illegal for a man to have their shirt off on the street anywhere in LA, whereas unfortunately it is illegal for a woman to do it. So that part sucks totally. But I grew up in a time where nobody gave a shit, and I'm pretty sure there are parts of the United States where nobody gives a shit.
But
and it's not hurting anybody.
We're not talking about, I don't think either of us, all three of us, think it should be illegal for a woman to take off her shirt.
Exactly. But unfortunately, we don't have that right now.
Right.
Like,
but
so should men not
think we're all
take
saying
their
the same
shirts
thing.
Off? The question is, should men not take their shirts
in,
off
in
like
solidarity?
Yeah.
And be hot? No.
Yeah, see, and that's where a lot of people are gonna disagree with you.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's
yeah,
what
I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that opinion.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, you're still a human being on a burning rock. You know what I mean? So you got to be comfortable.
All right. Well, let's just jump into some history roads then, huh? This first history road. Wait, should we do
that
the
was just
ads
a little
first?
Jump. Yeah, might as well break
let's
the show.
Let's do the ads. Let's do the ads. Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Which?
Shut up. Not you. Not you, Mike.
On the 24th, Abbott Kidding, which is a show in Venice. You can come to Venice if you want. We can all take our shirts off. On the 26th, I'm at the Alamo Draft House. On the 29th, it's Valley Poppins. It's the second Valley Poppins. First one was real fun. I met somebody who listens to the show. His name is Matt. He's very nice. In Sherman Oaks, California, 8 p.m. at the Green Room on Ventura in Sherman Oaks. September 1st is Surrounded in the main room of the Hollywood Improv, 7:30. So much fun. 5th, Valley Poppins, same information as before. Then I'm going to be in New York City and Connecticut. September 20th at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut. The 21st, we're doing Surrounded at the Stand in New York City. On the 27th, I'm back in California at Long Beach. There will be many other opportunities to see me in New York. Just waiting on dates right now.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking, but when I go on the road, I am. And you can come see it.
Guys, want to shout out HeadGum and all the sponsors on the show, and especially these two sponsors, Stamps.com. My goodness, I'll tell ya. So, running a small business or sending a lot of packages, whatever, can be a hassle. You gotta get your clothes on. And that's half the battle already. And then, let's not even talk about the time it takes to get the, you know, 2.5 hour breakfast.
You gotta eat breakfast and get your clothes on.
You gotta have the doctor says eat 8 times a day, 2 hour breakfast.
The vegetable pyramid says get to get your clothes on.
You have to eat 8 times a day, 2 hours a day.
You have to eat 8 times every 2 hours to get your clothes on.
That's right. And when every person, moment, and penny counts in your business, you can't afford to take any of them for granted.
You can't afford to do it.
Stamps.com gets it because for the last 25 years, they've been helping businesses like yours save time and money so you can focus on your business, knowing Stamps.com has all your postage needs covered with premium discounts and great rates.
Stamps.com has you covered. Clothes off or clothes on.
Commercial. Look, with Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. Okay? They even send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. So set your business up for success when you get started with Stamps.com today. That was a good sound. Sign up with the promo code BANTER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale.
Think no, how much stuff you can send in 4 weeks.
Just imagine it. 8 times a day. No. And we're talking about, guys, and I'll tell you.
Somebody throws a keyboard down the stairs.
I'm talking no long-term commitments or contracts. That's a 4-week trial, free postage, free digital scale when you sign up with that promo code BANTER. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code BANTER. Guys, Warby Parker. Yeah, yeah.
It's like we stole a boat horn from space.
Guys, I'll tell ya. We love Warby Parker over here. Because Warby Parker offers everything you need for happier eyes. Eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact glasses, and eye exams. Kevin loves contact glasses! He rides a bike to work! Oh! I won't.
Think about your favorite part of your favorite song. And going around a table and like telling everybody at the table what your favorite, your favorite part of your favorite song is.
Yeah, I can't do it. I think we have to start this ad over.
I think we do too.
I don't want to send them that. Guys, Warby Parker. Let's talk about Warby Parker really quick. We haven't done that today. Warby Parker offers everything you need for happier eyes. Eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses.
Come on.
And eye exams. We're talking. And you can shop with them online or in stores. Glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses. Try Warby Parker's free home try-on program, guys. Order 5 pairs of glasses to try home for free. There's no obligation to buy, and ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. So try those 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/banter. Before we say that one more time, it's been so easy. It's always been so easy with Warby Parker to get those 5 glasses. Try them on at home, which is always so nice. And a million times better than any of those things where they like put the glasses on your face. What's not that? A fan of those where they like put like you put your face in there and then they put the glasses on. You're like, I don't know if that's, I just love that they have the 5 pairs you can try on at home for free. It's always been fun and nice, and I
love
it.
Put them on, ask your friends.
Yes, and you can even walk around the grocery store with them if you want to be, if you be safe, but make sure to return those because then they give you the prepaid shipping label so you can. They thought of everything, didn't they, over there, Warby Parker, Mike? So, try 5 pairs of glasses at home, like Mike and I were talking about, for free at warbyparker.com/banter. Thank you, Warby Parker, and thank you,
America.
Technology is the one.
All right, well, let's read these goddamn history roads. Let's see what's up with our audience and this whole no shirt thing.
Do you mind if I take my shirt off? I'm hot. I'm also warm. Cowbunga rage.
Okay, any in particular I should read, Kev?
Two pairs of nipples out.
Oh, I've had 2 pairs of nipples out. Let's
shirts
do that.
Shirts off is a no.
Okay. Whoa, shirts
sure
off is a
man
no.
Debate.
Killian. Is this someone named Killian says, imagine, I've had 2 pairs of nipples out.
Imagine people debating this in like a public access town hall meeting.
Right?
And half of them have their shirts off. And half of them
all right. First order of business. Men, put your shirts on. Let's get... Come on now. Uh-oh. Angered Glee Pork. Glee Pork. No! Like Glee Pork. In that Senate hearing, they had an alien.
Does Glee Pork have a shirt on or off?
That's a great question. They don't recognize shirts in their, on their planet. So we must respect that.
He has 8 shoes on, though.
He's got 9 pee-pee. Okay. Killian says, I've had 2 pairs of nipples out. Hi, Mike and Steve. I am a transgender man.
Hi, Killian.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Transgender Man.
Who has existed in the world as both a lady with her tits out and as a man with no titties.
There you go. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think it's completely a non-issue for anyone to have their weird nips out, but for me, when I was a woman, it was not down to shame or hiding my body. It was a safety thing about people making me feel unsafe and constantly sexualized. Also, I would add that sometimes having your tits swanging about in the wind is really annoying, especially if you're carrying some real cargo.
Every time tits are thought about on this show, that song happens.
Hear a few trumpets. It used to be tin drum music, remember?
That was a good bit.
I miss it. I've actually been trying to find that music again. I can't find it.
They're very, very funny.
That bit's just gone in the DBBB graveyard.
Can somebody locate that? That might be fun.
There's some of my thoughts about this. If you have some questions, you can call me or text me or sell my phone number for profit. Phone number.
Who tits, wants it?
Tits and love, Killian. That's a very wonderful perspective, Killian. And I think we kind of covered that a little bit about the sexualizing part and it being feeling unsafe for women to take their shirt off being the reason why they don't take their shirt off in public. But, man. But, you know, it's a political reason why they feel unsafe. And we live in a patriarchal society. And what does that mean? Go see the Barbie movie.
What does it mean to go to live in a patriarchal society? Go watch the Barbie movie.
Go watch the Barbie movie. Fuck. Sorry if that means I'm crossing the picket line. I guess I'm a scab.
And that was Jack Nicholson.
I guess I'm a scab.
Sorry, I wandered across the picket line.
Okay. What about shirts off is a no from Josh. Hi,
Josh.
Josh. Hi, DB boys. Very short shirt story road to say I hate it when I see other men with their shirts off. However, I live in England, so it's rarely hot enough to warrant it here.
Okay? And everybody's ugly.
Yeah. The men who will take their shirts off here are normally dickheads who think they look amazing. They don't. Anyway, shout out to Derek, Josh. Okay, I get that.
Derek's still getting shot.
There's a memorial to Derek. We gotta have a memorial. Derek's been missing for about 7 months now.
Dude, yeah.
Derek's family came asking questions.
Dude, at the memorial service, the priest is like, and if anyone wants to give a shout out to Derek, you can visit the gravesite if anyone wants to give a quick shout out to Derek.
How about one last shout out to Derek?
Yeah. Derek's final shout out is what it says on the mass card.
Shirts off, so no, we already did that one. Let's see. Shirtless men debate.
So that person just doesn't like seeing men with their shirt
off. Yeah, and I get it, because in England, it's like maybe rare to see anyone with their shirts off.
Because the sun doesn't shine.
Yeah, because I get it. I get the idea that maybe you're from somewhere where the only people that would take their shirts off are people going like, yeah, check out my body.
That was my sister's reasoning.
But I get that in England and not in California.
But are we doing body positivity or are we not?
Well, that's the thing. Some of it teeters into not body positivity.
Somebody who works out every day thinks their body looks good and takes their shirt off. We're supposed to shame them or celebrate them.
I mean, there are some people, like we talk about, the field trip ruiners, those people that, you know, maybe they were being overtly obnoxious about it and maybe being aggressive.
What are we supposed to do is what I'm saying.
Nothing.
We see a person with their shirt off who is happy about having their shirt off. and we're supposed to be body positivity mindset, or we're supposed to be shaming mindset?
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, definitely always body positivity first. But if that guy's like kicking over bird scooters and like, like pissing, like being a jerk,
you see a lot of that.
Then you could be like, that guy's probably
not, because he has his shirt off.
But he's fitting the personality maybe a little bit that leans a little more into someone that's like,
I think you're drawing a person that doesn't exist.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if we're talking in our heads, and we're like, the first thing we should do is be obviously body positive and be like, whatever, that guy's like, whatever, it's someone with their shirt off. It's not illegal. Here goes my eyes over here now. Back to what I was doing.
I could look at the rest of the world instead.
And then usually it's like, let's go. We're moving on. But if that guy is like being an asshole to someone, or like,
you just don't like assholes.
Yeah, then I'm like,
it has nothing to do with his shirt off.
I feel like having the shirt off and being an asshole, so for some reason in my head, is not far in the Venn diagram.
You're right. I think that's true.
I feel that way as a California born and raised guy.
Okay.
Having seen it in like kind of the, in some aggressive areas of certain cities and such.
Sure.
There was like a connection in some ways.
Every asshole had their shirt off.
But like,
where
again,
I'm from, every asshole had their collars like this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Kind of
so
the same.
So I think it should be illegal to have your collar up like that.
I
truly believe
or
that.
Have your sweater wrapped around.
Whatever.
What do you think about that?
Maybe
one?
Your shoulders are cold. Those aren't my people. I'm just saying, if you have your collar popped up, you should go to jail.
I feel like that. You should go to jail right away.
They should throw you in court.
Damien says, even though Mike said not to submit an email, I'd like to say something about this. Did you say that?
Probably.
I don't remember, but it does sound like something you'd say.
It sounds like I would be like, I don't want this to be like the piss thing. I'm out.
Or this guy sent in an email that sucked once, and we were like, stop emailing.
Yeah.
Me and my wife discuss this all the time, since I see it a lot at my place of work. For one, I agree with all of you. Women should feel comfortable to take shirts off if they want to, but men ruined it by being creepy. That's my bottom line, right? Durr. Also, I live in Vegas, where it'll be as high as 116 degrees, so I understand wanting to take your shirt off. But if women can tough out the heat wearing a shirt, men can too. Now, about my work. I am the maintenance tech that has mailed you before, and I see more shirtless and naked men than I want to.
Because I keep purposely breaking the air conditioning in the buildings
I work
on.
So I can see what they're working with. I hate going to apartments and people answer the door only wearing tidy whities. Please put some pants and a shirt on before letting me in.
Put a shirt on your legs.
I get it's your place and you do what you want in your apartment, but not when I'm fixing a leak or bent over under the kitchen cabinet. I don't want an almost naked man behind me saying I'm doing things wrong. Even just going for a walk around the complex, I see a lot of shirtless, overweight, hairy men walking around our public playgrounds and pools. Here we go, into the body shaming.
Hates fat people.
We're going into body shaming.
That person just has a lot of shame about nakedness, I think. And I totally get in somebody's house and not wanting somebody naked near you. And I don't know what the etiquette on that is. My common sense says put on clothes around strangers. But then something else says, like, if I owned a house, you're going to tell me to put on a shirt in my house?
I guess it's like, yeah, it's just a common courtesy.
Absolutely.
It's more polite to be like, if someone's coming into my home, I'm going to put at least some shorts on.
There is a separation that I can't make a connection with this argument about. It's like, should there be a law is different than, like, should there or should there not be people who act like assholes?
Right.
So there's like almost like we're always having two separate arguments, and I'm not smart enough to connect it right now, but I will eventually.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, should it be a law for people to put their shirts on or off? I don't think it should be a law at all. I think anyone should be able to take their shirt off. But it's like people won't, because regardless of what the laws are, people are still going to act however they act.
Right.
Because of, like,
but I don't think it should be a law to be like, you know, I don't think it's safe to have your shirt off.
Yeah, it's like,
it's safer for men, arguably, than women to have their shirt off.
Well, that's why I said I would be worried about my friends.
But then they would still have to make the choice whether or not to do it.
Totally.
And like to be aware of their surroundings as much as you're doing anything. It's not against the law to drop your keys on the ground.
Well, and that's why I'm saying it's when I say it's political, it's not just like the law part of it. Because let's say they did legalize that women didn't have to wear a shirt in public if they wanted to.
Legalize skin.
I feel like even if they legalized it, there wouldn't be a change. Like, we wouldn't see women with their shirts off, I think.
I think
because they'd still feel unsafe about it in LA, I think.
I think the day they do it, we'll see it a lot.
Yeah.
And then it'll trickle back to I don't feel comfortable around any of these people.
Maybe, yeah. It will be like a quick trend or something.
Yeah.
I think
IG heavy week.
But women...
A lot of people getting shadow banned.
It's like, it makes sense that they're scared to do that. It makes sense that they would be concerned about being shirtless in public.
Because predators exist. And they're among us.
So
in this room right now. Pay no attention to the man climbing the wall.
Damien says, we out there boundaries. Damien continues saying, there are a lot of residents that walk around shirtless and we've gotten complaints from other residents about them. I think men can take their shirts off in Vegas. I think men can take their shirts off, but if you're told you're making others uncomfortable, put a shirt on. Same goes for women. The double standard should be abolished, but don't make others uncomfortable.
Can we pause?
Yes.
So let's say pool is a bad example, but let's say we're both outside doing work and my shirt is off and you come up to me and say, you having your shirt off makes me uncomfortable. My duty to put my shirt back on.
Is it someone that's like your neighbor or is it someone just drove
by? It's somebody who just comes up to you and says that. They could be being nice. They could not be being nice.
I'd put my shirt on and go over to them and be like, do you live around here? Like, do you live in this neighborhood? And if they're like, no, I was just like coming by, I'd be like, okay. And then wait for them to leave and then take my shirt off again.
So you would put your shirt back on?
Just for a second, yeah.
To make them comfortable.
Just to be like, do you live around here? Because if they lived around there, I'd probably keep my shirt on for the rest of the whatever. But if it was just someone that saw me in passing, I was like, hey, that's making me uncomfortable. I'd put the shirt on and be like, sorry. And then when they leave, I'd be like.
I don't agree with that.
Because I mean, like, how many.
Are you doing it for? You're just doing it for them for a second?
Because is everybody uncomfortable with it? Because then it's like.
Only listen to the example I'm saying.
Well, I'm saying in this world of like.
Listen to the example I'm saying.
Okay, all right, sure.
Somebody comes up to you and says, you having your shirt off makes me uncomfortable. They could be being nice. They could be being mean. You feel good with your shirt off. That's why you did it. So now you're putting your shirt back on.
And it's not illegal.
Right. This is a world where it's not illegal.
It just made that person uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Man, I'd have every right to say fuck off, essentially.
Because what's stopping them from doing, like, your hat makes me, your face.
Right, right. You know? And I'd have every right to say fuck off for sure. But I think under those same circumstances, I'd be like, if you're a neighbor... Then, all right, fine. Maybe it makes them uncomfortable. I've done it several times in my neighborhood, whatever.
It is, like, area specific.
Yeah.
Because if I'm, like, on my lawn.
Yeah.
And somebody from another lawn comes up and tells me to put their shirt on.
Yeah, if it's your property. You can go to hell. Yeah. If it's an apartment complex, it's a little different. Yeah.
But what about, and it's such circumstance.
I know.
Because then you're on the street and you're passing somebody. And they say, that makes me uncomfortable. But my first thing would be to be wherever they're not.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm enjoying myself, my shirt's off. Why should I cater to how you're feeling?
I know. This is hard. Being hurt? This isn't for us to solve.
Am I hurting you with my shirt off, or are you hurting me by shaming my body?
I mean,
And I don't think you need to solve anything.
I think we need to solve it before this.
But I mean, overall, it's not a solvable thing.
No, we can't, because you can't stop anyone.
I'm saying
from
not even just
shit.
For us. Yeah.
And you can't stop people from thinking whatever they think about other people and about themselves. Like, I wouldn't necessarily jump to taking my shirt off in public because I don't feel good about myself right now.
Sure, exactly.
And then if I did and somebody came up to me and said, put your shirt back on, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, I worked really hard to like get to a place where I'm comfortable.
No, we're talking about different scenarios.
Well, sure. But I just feel like. If you're going to be like in solidarity, I'm not going to take my shirt off or something, then that's cool. That's nice. Like,
That's a choice.
That's a choice.
It's a vibe.
Yeah. Anyway, Damien says, thanks for reading my email. Sorry if it's too long. If you guys want to call me about the naked men and women that have tried to let me in their apartments, or about the time I almost got shot being in someone's apartment, this is my number. I've been yelled at for nothing, but I love my job. Have a good day, guys.
I love that you love your job.
So I think that when you said it was like a regional thing, it's like more, I think that's more the answer than anything. Like, it's like, I think it's just weirder depends to have on where off you
where
are.
It's, where it's colder.
Exactly.
I think places with winter, like if you were a cable guy and you went into like somebody's apartment, and they're like, thank you.
Right. Are they going to be in their underwear and shit?
Yeah.
If I saw a guy walking with his shirt off in the snow, though, I'd have a completely different, like.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, that guy's training for something.
Yeah, like, that guy's kabunga outrageous.
Yeah. That guy- yeah, that must be the kabunga outrageous guy. All right. One more, or should we say goodbye?
You can do one more.
Let's do a regular one.
Yeah.
I saw one that was kind of interesting looking. Where is it? Oh, you want to do that?
I just want to hear the theme song real bad.
All right, let's do it.
From the top.
All right, it's a, here we go. Is it Be Nice or Not Be Nice?
We need a theme song for Be Nice or Not Be Nice.
Yeah.
A good old fashioned Be Nice or Not Be Nice. And Joseph, he says good enough.
So the way the game is played is you need to figure out.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Be nice or not be nice with Mike and Steve.
All right. Wow. So, what we have here is from Jared. He says he's got a pizza, BB not BB nice or BB nice.
Oh, no, another pizza related thing.
Hey, virtual father figures. I'm
no,
a pizza
slinging.
No,
don't do that. Take us off that. Take us off of that.
I'm a pizza slinging boo-hoo daddy here with a tasty be nice or not be nice. The facts. I took a deliver a week prior to the incident. What? I took a delivery a week prior to the incident?
That's where you take a poop, but that, you walk it out.
That was 5 minutes outside our pizza delivery area, 25 minutes total. Upon arrival, they had no address posted and took 15 minutes to answer my calls and come get their pizzas. Two larges with only extra olives. Not important, but a psychopath order. they gave
no judgment, but no, that is crazy.
That's an insane order for pizza. They gave me the cash money and say keep the change. I head back to the car and they shorted me 84 cents.
I walk back to the car. It was a bunch of napkins
with the word money written on it. I head back to the car. They shorted me 84 cents, stuffing me and making me cover that amount. Now the incident.
Damn.
The same man calls to the place to place an order and gets belligerent when I say he's too far out from our delivery range. Mm-hmm. He swears at me and all of that. Our store is very keen on customer service, and I'm training a new hire on answering phones. My manager / the owner's daughter / my fiance is over my shoulder halfway listening. Do I be nice or be not nice? Okay.
Let me do some quick math. I have some quick math and okay. While you think.
Okay. You know what? I've got an answer here. But I'll let Mike take his time here.
Thank you. Okay. I'm ready. I have my answer.
Okay. I think you're going to not be nice, because no matter what, if you short the pizza driver the money that you owe the pizza place, and you make the pizza driver cover your shit so that you don't get in trouble with your manager or whatever, that sucks, no matter what. So I think there's a not be nice. I think this is a not be nice.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
That's 100% right.
Wow!
Can I propose a bonus?
Absolutely.
Bonus, if you say verbatim what I would say to this person on
when
the phone.
On the phone? Damn, what's the bonus? Yeah, not doing that. Hang up.
That's the shortest version of it. But I did the math.
Oh, you did the math? Okay, let's hear it.
And I think if that person called me, huh? and got belligerent about not delivering their two gigantic gross pieces to them, I would say, unfortunately, you're a little bit outside of our delivery zone, and it takes $5 in gas to get to your place. Unfortunately for me and my vehicle, the delivery vehicle, it only has $4.16 of gas in it.
Yeah.
So as you could clearly see,
yeah,
there's no way of me getting all the way to right. your house. Wow. And that's how money works. And then I'd say, go fuck your dead money.
There it is.
And that's a not be nice.
That was a HeadGum podcast.